Welcome to this continuing series from Morgan Rees.
You ready for this? You ready for this?
Welcome to Carmel. Not California, but Carmel, Israel. Carmel Wineries is the historic winery of Israel. It was founded in 1882 by Baron Edmund de Rothschild. Carmel owns two of the largest wineries in Israel, one in southern Tel Aviv and the other in southern Haifa. Each has a deep underground cellar built by Rothschild in the 1900s. Carmel Wineries is Israel's oldest and largest kosher winery.
Of course, we see the old part of the winery. Here are one of three cellars that go all the way down there. And in here, actually, it's our boutique winery, our premium.
Carmel also has two small, state-of-the-art wineries close to key vineyards to allow production of small quantities of handcrafted wines. These are wineries situated in Upper Galilee. The story of Carmel represents the story of Israel, and the recent developments of Carmel's wine symbolizes the revolution of Israeli wine in recent years. Carmel produces 15 million bottles a year, including wines of every style and every price point. These range from Carmel's limited edition, the flagship of the winery, to selected Israel's largest selling brands. Carmel Wineries has 3,472 acres of vineyards, which covers the land of Israel from the Upper Galilee in the north to the south. Carmel's winemakers can therefore choose from vineyards from different geographical regions from Israel. Carmel has particularly strong vineyard presence in cooler climates in the Upper Galilee, from where many of the leading wines are sourced.
Into wine. And how does it happen? Let's talk about modern winery, okay? After taking the juice out, squeezing the juice, we put it into the stainless steel vats. And then we add wine yeast. The wine yeast starts eating the sugar. And two products come out of it. One is CO2, that usually we take out of the sky, and the other is ethanol, which is alcohol. This is the whole process, okay?
A wine that is kosher is suitable for consumption by Orthodox Jews. The winemaking process for a kosher wine is not at all detrimental to quality. The same harvesting, fermentation, aging, and bottling methods apply to both kosher and non-kosher wine. And that wraps up our short segment on Carmel Wineries in Israel. See you next time!
If you'd like to learn more about these important concepts or any other issues that we've covered on today's show, log on to www.morganrees.com. That's morganrees.com. Thanks for listening.